here at the 2020 Underground Collision in Washington, D.C. Look who's here with me, Brady Stankovic from CU Solutions Group. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing great. You closed out this this event once again with a rousing call to arms type of talk.
Yeah. Right? Like, if I grabbed you by the, was it the collar?
The scruff of my neck? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And it was entitled, Inclusiveness Means No Exclusiveness. I loved, we could be here for a couple hours talking about, breaking down what you talked about. So just give folks who weren't here a quick overview, and then we'll get into
the the importance of the pillars of diversity and the diversity, equity, and inclusion, of course, which is a big topic in the industry today, whether it's at the organizational level or the industry with NCUA and some of the different communities that are around that. But the importance of recognizing that different, and so inclusive doesn't mean that everyone's the same.
Right.
Right, and so it's really recognizing the value of the differences that we have. Then we also kind of dive into the concept of the emotional intelligence that's required in this conversation.
Okay.
One of the things I was thinking about is when we meet somebody that doesn't speak the same language as us, we go the extra mile to communicate.
Right.
And so you, when someone doesn't speak the language that we don't understand at all, we may get a translator, right? Or we may slow down, or we may create a feedback loop of, do you understand what I'm saying, or do you know what I mean? Those kinds of things. All of that happens to make sure that you're articulating well, and that you're understood, and that you're understanding. And yet, when we go to a different culture, or we go to somebody that's a little different from a diversity that's different from that, we do none of those things.
Right, right.
We never stop to say, like, can I get a translator because I don't understand this culture? You know, even if we're using the same language. And I think that we can learn from that somewhat, and pause sometimes when we think we know, we might be, you know, assuming in the wrong path.
Give me a couple of takeaways from your talk, because there were a bunch of them there. Again, we can unpack this all day long. That's how deep it was. So give us a couple of things that you want to, the audience to leave with.
To not be, the first is to not be colorblind, to recognize that it's not a good thing to say everybody's the same. We want to recognize that there are differences and the beauty of those differences, so to not be colorblind. Second is to have an elevated emotional intelligence when we approach this conversation. That we just talked about. And then the third is that allies really are required for change, and that we have to have people around that support this. You don't have to be a woman to believe in women in leadership. You know, you don't have to be young to believe in the future of the industry. And so the allies are so important. And an example is we have CU Pride that's coming up in a couple of days. We're going to meet and launch that networking group. And it's about recognizing, understanding, creating a place of communion for the LGBTQ plus community in this industry, and those in the community, those that identify with it, and those that are allies, are welcome to have this conversation and be there, because it's within the allies that we create change. We need all people part of the conversation.
Agreed. So what's the credit union connection here? Where do credit unions step in?
Well, we are people. We're made of people. We serve people, and we talk about all the different emerging and underserved and all these different pockets of people in our communities, as well as our employees. And everything that we're chatting about here impacts the human beings that are behind the desk, are at the boardroom table, and are the future of our members. Whether we're reaching them in the branch or through technology, they're still human beings.
Yeah, and we should be representative of our membership. You talked about that as well up there too. So it's really just a fascinating topic, and I think it's just going to get more and more prevalent as time goes on. So, and you guys here definitely are bringing it to the surface big time. So it's really, thank you for that, by the way. So good stuff.
And I think that the hardest part about diversity, equity, inclusion conversations, sometimes they're uncomfortable for organizations. Where do I start? I don't want to mess up. I don't want to use the wrong terms.
Don't rock the boat. Yeah.
Exactly. Excuse me. But in that comes the learning. Allow, create an environment where people can be uncomfortable, or people can learn from mistakes, or people can make mistakes, and then educate the team on how to not do that in the future, so we keep the right environment for our members.
Well, I gotta make it, I guess, comfortable, maybe a comfortable environment for all. So why not? And then I think the education is the key there, right?
Yeah, while recognizing the beauty of the differences, in, you know, within.
Indeed. Anything else to add, Brandy?
I don't think so. It's going to be a great week.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Can you believe it? Right here in front of the White House. It's a crazy political year. These are topics that need to happen, and we urge everybody that is one of your followers, if you aren't involved in a network, whether it's Global Women or Young Professionals or CU Pride, to get out there and take a stand.
Indeed. And that's the thing that I really like about this event is that it precedes the GAC, so it really gets your brain
cranking. Get all ready to go and then flash dance down into the exhibit hall.
I wasn't thinking flash dance, but yeah, okay.
I was.
All right, Brandy. Well, on that note, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well done.